Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Gather around the radio. It is time for the girly quiz. Once a week, myself and Aisling and the women of Dublin test Dave on all things girly. He's really put up to it. There is some help available to him, though. In order to win the week, he must get three questions correctly, and he has two lifelines available for him to use. One is the Simplify, and one is the phone a female. And Nadine is on the line for you. She's there for you
nice
this morning.
Nice, Nadine. Thank
you're there,
you very
Nadine,
much.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Great,
oh, thank God.
Great. I'm sure I'll be coming to you very soon.
Just to say, on the girly quiz, sometimes we get into chats that you may not have kind of cleared yet with younger listeners, younger ears. So maybe have your hand hovering over the volume button just in case.
Maybe just yet you haven't had that awkward. Can I come in for a chat, pet?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And everyone's toes are completely curled and they hand you a book and read that. And
this is just to cover our Dave so he can then feel relaxed in saying
I don't think there's ever been a girly quiz where I have felt relaxed in my entire life.
Yeah, so look, just bear in mind, hand on the dial if there's little ears in the car. And the girly quiz is with Irish Life, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. Just for coming on to help Dave out, it's Nadine standing by. She's won herself her very own pamper hamper with products to help her unwind and relax. Shall we crack on?
Let's do it.
Just get
you've had a successful
with.
Few weeks. And we know with the worst show ever next week, you will be waxed for the process of this. So
enjoy
this one while you can.
Okay.
We know that you love a spelling bee.
I do love a spelling bee.
It might be one of your favourite things and you've been trying to make it a thing on the show for nearly 2 years and we keep saying no. So here's your opportunity to shine.
Okay. Damn it.
Question one on the girly quiz this week is, Dave, spell lingerie.
I said he's 100% going to know that. Emma said, I don't know if he will. She has very low expectations of you.
It's one of those ones that it's only about 4 years ago. I was like, is that how you spell it?
Yeah. You want me to spell lingerie or you want me to spell lingerie? L. I. Actually, no. Could you use it in a sentence?
Dave, stop looking at my lingerie.
Dave, stop.
Another sentence. Why are you wearing lingerie at work?
Another question. Dave, stop hanging around outside on summers looking at all the lingerie in the window. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know it. I know how to
Dave,
spell that.
Dave, stop
now.
Googling lingerie at the work PC.
Why has lingerie been blocked on my work PC? lingerie.
Have you ever Googled lingerie? Why would you know the spelling of that?
I don't know. Probably just from, research. Maybe going shopping with the women in my life.
Okay. Oh. Bit of a Father Ted moment in the lingerie section.
In the lingerie section.
Nice one.
You're absolutely
nice
correct.
One.
You're off
Thank
to a good
you.
Start. No panic there.
Okay, grand. But are you glad you got your spelling bee moment?
I am. But didn't you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was well delivered. Yeah. I don't know how much enjoyment one can get from a spelling bee. That's why we've never done it.
That was a 10 out of 10 for me.
All
this
right.
is the best girly quiz so far.
Question two, Dave. What colour?
Nope.
Is white gold jewellery?
Nope. I knew it was going to be something to do with jewellery, and I never have a clue about this. White gold jewellery.
Have you ever heard the term white gold?
Yes, I have. White gold. I think that's a TV show. Do you remember it's on Netflix? White gold. These lads in the UK sold windows sills and windows. And they used to call them white gold because it was like, it was white, but it was
gold. You're actually right. Yeah, there is a TV show called White Gold.
Ed Westwick.
I don't think it's going to help you in terms of this.
Okay. White gold. See, it's weird because girls are weird. You know, they say they're strawberry blonde. I'm like, no, you're ginger.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's stupid colours names. So I genuinely haven't a clue, but luckily I have a phone a female on the line.
Nadine is there.
Named Nadine. How are you, Nadine?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm really, really good. I got 30 seconds on the clock and I'm begging you to tell me what colour white gold is.
Light grey.
Light grey.
I hope.
Okay, so you think if I say light grey that Emma and Aisling are going to give me a ding, you're correct.
I mean try, because I don't know anything else.
Okay, Nadine, I am loving the confidence.
I am stressed out.
Okay. White gold jewellery.
Is it light grey?
I think we may need a VAR on this from the people of Dublin, because I would have said white gold was essentially silver.
Silver, yeah.
And I think if we're saying silver's the same as light grey, well, we're in junior infants.
I would say, as the producer of this show and a man, that I would accept light grey as silver.
They're very different.
Silver jewellery.
Nadine, would you say light grey is the same as silver?
Say yes.
Don't, Nadine. Be honest.
It is. I mean, it's really similar, like.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't go. You bronze, gold, and light grey.
Let's put it on ice.
Yeah, very quickly. You've 3 minutes to vote. Will we accept that as a correct answer? 087 711 1038. Just say correct or incorrect.
Danielle, yeah. You're grand. You're after winning the Pamper Hamper. Thank you for your time and for your help.
Oh, 100%,
Why
Nadine.
Is Danielle
this isn't on you. This is Dave. We cannot let him get too big for his boots.
Well, I'm hoping, Nadine, you're right, but thank you very much.
Okay. An interesting girly quiz so far, but
thanks,
one
Nadine.
Question still remains.
All right, get your votes over and we'll come back to that very shortly. In the meantime, we did tell you at the start of the girly quiz that we do kind of go to all areas of anatomy and things, and we gave a little warning to say if there's young ears in the car to bear in mind and keep a hand on the dial. This is where it could get tricky with that in mind. So we're saying it now. We've said it. Hand on the dial, I think, for this one.
Oh, that's a good warning.
It's just a bit of crack.
Okay.
It's a bit of crack, but don't want to cause any awkward chats.
Okay.
Dave, question 3 on the girly quiz this week.
Oh, her voice quivered. That's not a good sign.
You're going to love this, Dave.
I'm embarrassed to say it. What is the difference between a quiff...
Oh my God, I know exactly what's about to come.
And... a queen?
No!
Why is that the most embarrassing thing I've ever said?
That is an unbelievable question.
Yeah. Dave, I would like you to explain to us the difference between a quiff and a queef. And I can't believe I
just
said that.
Two very, very different things.
Main difference, you can't really hear a quiff.
That would be one.
Right.
And you can't really style a queef.
Yeah, maybe you could. If you were very skilled.
If you were really good at it, you wouldn't know.
Oh, dear Christ. I'm so sorry to all of my family who are listening. A quiff is a hairstyle.
What? Explain the hairstyle. Come on.
A quiff is a... It just goes up at the front. I have a quiff. It goes up at the front.
Right, okay.
And, it's just... It's a hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is not a hairstyle.
Would you like to elaborate slightly on that?
I'm going to use
so
something.
So we know you understand.
I'm going to use a phrase that one of yous have used. You know the way, Emma, you'd say a fart is a bottom burp.
Oh, Jesus.
This is like a, this
I hate
is,
when she does
This
that.
Is like a front bottom burp.
Oh, a frontal.
A frontal bottom burp.
Sorry, what did you just...
Oh, my God, please. Can we end this now? You're absolutely correct. But we must return to VAR.
Do you know what?
Vaginal assistant referee.
It's the first and last time I'm ever going to be called that. I don't even have a percentage for you because we've had so many votes that I haven't finished counting them. But I can give you, Dave, this week the listeners have decided... You have won the week.
Brilliant.
It's currently looking like a percentage of around 70% going correct to that light grey question.
I wouldn't have given you that then.
No. Light grey and silver.
Light grey and silver,
well,
not the same.
Blame Nadine.
Like, who walks into a jeweller's and says, are you thinking of the gold or the light grey?
Or it looks at the clouds and go, lovely silver in the sky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a diss to Nadine.
Are you just jealous I won.
Are you going gold or silver?
I think the women of Dublin are on your side.
Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
A very brief return to the quiff or queef question. Someone said he's just won on that answer alone. Nothing else matters.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.